You have a voice note from...
Looking for a muscular to beefy bottom. Yeah, very handsome, masculine, aggressive, tough guy looking to hook up and fuck around. Eat butt, fuck butt, suck. It sucks. A lot of body contact, making out, wrestling around. I'm 6 feet, 185, 44 chest, 33 waist, 7.5x5 cut. Nice, nice, hairy balls, hairy chest, hairy stomach. Real handsome, masculine, Irish looking. Clean shaven, blue eyes, salt and pepper hair. 41 years old and looking to fuck.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're going to rape you.
Yes, freaks. Tim Henson with you, back to kick off a new week of programs. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. After listening to the intro of today's show, it makes me want to call that that party line again. You know, where dudes talk to other dudes and get each other up. You can always tell, like, the pro, like the guys who have been at it for a long time, because they have a very specific way of recording their message, like the one I just played at the beginning of the show. It's very just to the point, like a lot of description going on. 5'11", 205, brown, blue, 7x5, uncut, low-hanging tank, straight acting, masculine, beefy build, looking for other muscle buds, for mutual J.O., body worship, fuck, suck, light water sports, whatever we can get into this afternoon. You know, girlfriend's at work, and I'm just sitting here watching porn, stroking, hit me back, bring a few beers, you know, relax, and we'll get each other off. You know, like, it's very fast. It's just to the point. A lot of information there. You gotta listen closely. So maybe later on this week I'll call that party line. I do have a great show for you today. We start things off with a very strange porn clip. Usually when I'm playing funny porn audio, it's because of the guy making weird noises. This one is a woman. She's right now at the beginning of the scene. She's getting eaten out.
Come on, suck it.
All right, now, doesn't that sound like a guy? I got to make sure that she doesn't have a penis. This could be a tranny, because it's very guttural the first, like, few months. Yeah, suck it. Suck my dainty pussy. That's not very ladylike. Let's try this again. From the top.
Come on, suck it. Oh, yes!
Snap into a Slim Jim! I think it's Randy Savage getting nailed. I don't know if this is her first porno, but she has a lot to learn in acting, sexy.
Nasty boy.
Take your shirt off, bitch.
Stick it in there, bitch.
Yeah!
Stop yelling at me!
Bitch!
Oh, restrain me, bitch. Yeah! I like that! Oh! Yes! Oh shit! I'm gonna come all over you!
Oh, she's squirting juices all over his penis. Sucking his balls.
Let me get rid of the hills. A little complicated.
She's sucking dick there. God damn, his dick is huge! Good Christ! I mean, I'm surprised she's not making more noises, like. And it's curved. She's either new at porn or old and bored. So, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't really seem like she's into it. Nom, 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 nom. Okay. Slow mo for you. She's slapping her pussy. Some more juice is coming out. Okay.
I love sex.
Okay. He's titty fucking her.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Really? Like, that's such a porn thing to say. He's sliding his dick in between your breasts. What does that do for you, really? It's just skin there. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing... There's no erogenous zones being pleasured. That's pretty much like sticking your finger in your armpit and, you know, pushing it in and out. That's, I mean, the same sensation, right? All right, so now, while he's doing this, he's sticking a finger in her mouth.
Put two.
She wants two, three.
Four.
All right, take that dick out of her tits and stick it in her mouth again. She wants it. All right, moving on now. Here is a blonde chick. She'll probably be doing porn real soon. A blonde chick explaining miles per hour.
All right, we're traveling from Logan to Boise, and I just proposed a math question beautiful wife, Chelsea. And the question, very difficult to calculate, is... If you are traveling 80 miles per hour,
okay,
how long does it take you to go 80 miles? Okay, what do you think, Chelsea?
It depends if you're on a bicycle or in a car or on a plane.
Let's go through the process. What do you think?
Well, if I run the mile in about 9 minutes...
Wait, what about the tire turning thing you were talking about? You think that affects it?
I'm just guesstimating probably about, it turns about 400 times in a mile.
That's just calculate, like guessing.
All right, she's taking a guesstimate here. Like, this is going to affect her miles per hour. How many times the wheel turns. So she's thinking in an hour there will be 400 turns of the wheel.
Calculations?
Yeah, I don't know how you would work that out.
It's going to be tough.
And again, the question is... If you're going 80 miles an hour, how long will it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah, so, I don't know, because if I run a mile in, like, 9 minutes, then, I mean, but that's when I'm out of shape. When I'm really in shape, at, like, 7 minutes is when I'm, like, really...
I mean, this amazes me. This guy is married to this broad, and she's so... Like, what do you talk to her about? I mean, at the point where you're married, it's not just about sex anymore. I mean, she's a cute girl and all, but there's got to be more... Like, what do you do with her for the rest of the time when you're not having sex with her? Do you keep her locked up in a cage or something? I can't imagine showing her off to your friends and family. Or having any sort of conversation with her.
It takes me a mile.
Did you watch The Hills last night?
And we're going 80 miles. I'm running at about probably 10 miles per hour, if that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fast for a human being.
Yeah. Think. You're very talented.
But.
I can totally run 10 miles per hour.
I mean, it's got to take at least like 58 minutes or something.
58 minutes? It's pretty.
So if you're going 80 miles an hour, it'll take you 58 minutes.
Close.
Go 80 miles.
Do you want to know what the answer is?
What?
Think about 80 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So how long does it take me to go 80 miles if I'm traveling 80
You're
miles
driving fast.
Per
you are,
hour?
You are driving faster than a minute a mile.
Yeah, totally.
So I would whack 80 in half, and that's 40. Because, I mean, you're probably going just, 2 minutes a mile.
Just whack it in half.
Well, it depends on... I mean, sometimes tires turn faster than others.
Yeah, definitely affects it.
Because, I mean, I think a truck probably is slower because it weighs more.
Okay, all right. I mean, this goes on and on. She just doesn't get it. 80 miles an hour. It'll take you an hour. Everyone knows this, right? Well, 58 minutes, that was close. It just depends on how many times you turn the wheel, I guess. All right, what else do we have here? Here's a drunk girl on St. Patrick's Day. I can't figure out if she is having trouble speaking because she's drunk or if she has a legitimate speech impediment.
Ellen, keep on dancing.
Yeah. My friend, I've always got
No, that is not even funny.
What'd they steal?
My friend's iPod.
My iPod. Now, the reason why, all right, she's very drunk, right? So that's one reason why one would think, you know, it's just, you know, she's, you know, an alcoholic or something. And that's why she can't speak. But watching her mouth, she has weird ways of forming words, and I think maybe it's a speech impediment.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
No, it's really not funny. My iPod.
iPod.
What was it?
No, it's not even funny. I just want to find it.
Find what?
What do you want to find, though? We got to help you.
We have to know what it is before it is.
I told you it is.
Tell it right to the camera so we can find it.
Yeah. No, it's not even funny. Dan's iPod got
All right. So you get the idea there. Also, interesting piece of audio. More incomprehensible nonsense. Have you guys, I'm sure, have heard about Jason Russell. He was the guy who started a viral video or campaign or something, that Kony 2012 thing that's going on. Well, apparently he has went nuts, probably due to drugs. And he was found in San Diego, naked, masturbating, screaming nonsense. I have some audio here. Again, if you don't know who Jason Russell is, Kony. I don't know, Joseph. Was his name Joseph Kony or something like that? Some horrible warlord in Africa, New Jersey. I don't know. Whatever. I don't follow the news. No, African warlord, horrible guy. And this Jason Russell brought attention to the fact that this is a guy doing horrible things. And now I guess the attention, the spotlight on this guy was just too much, and he snapped. Take a listen to some of his nonsense. You can't really hear a lot because stupid TMZ bleeps everything out, but okay, whatever.
Oh my God. What? You're the devil.
All right, I heard something about you're the devil. But when people are on drugs, for some reason, it always comes back to the devil. The devil really gets a bad rap. I think I just heard him say something about iPhone and Siri. Like, so the devil is in cahoots with Siri. Wait, I need to hear that. Hold on here. God, the TMZ player is really awful. Did you not hear that? iPhone Siri? I don't know what's going on. All right, he's naked, though, and, you know, flipping his dick around. I also like that, you know, he's clapping. He's like, iPhone, Siri! It's weird. Yes, bring it to me immediately. All right, so there you go. That's Jason Russell. And finally, yes, I've got some retard audio here. Now, you have to really listen closely because there's this is out on a beach and there's lots of noise. I guess there was a window licker who got punched in the face, and now we're getting some post-game reaction. Everyone thinks retards are funny. Do you hear them laughing? I mean, come on. You can sort of hear him. He's like, what's up? Yeah.
Listen, your words exactly. What just happened? What went down?
He says, I don't know. I got hit in the face. The audio gets a little bit better here, but he says, I don't know. I got hit in the face.
Timmy, why did I hit you in the face, Timmy?
I don't fucking know.
They just hit me in the face. They always, like, retards always have that gravelly voice. Like, I don't fucking know. I don't know why they did that. They just hit me in the face.
Timmy, what the fuck?
Yes, the retard said, this is my eye, bitch. Now, you can tell, I mean, just by looking at his face, he is, you know, he has Down syndrome. I gotta post this video on Distorted View or something. This might be a good one for a video cast, but so the next few minutes, you actually see what happens, and there is a girl who just punches this guy, this retard, in the face, and then her boyfriend does the same. Really hard and knocks the retard over. So then the black guy who is recording this video, who's the host of this, I guess, goes up and asks the guy, why did you punch Timmy, in the face?
Hey, my man. Hey, I just want to know why. Why did this shit start, though? Why or how did it start?
He touched my little sister's pussy.
He touched touched her pussy. Why did Timmy touch
her? Patrick, stop touching
Timmy touched
fucking
her pussy. Hey, he touched your pussy for her.
Look, even retards get horny. Come on. It's spring break, man. Spring break, woo! All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of podcasts. I've been at this since December 2004. Well over 1,500 shows to go through, plus special episodes, like before Distorted View was a podcast, stuff from when I was doing a show in Texas, and all sorts of good stuff, plus video casts, extended shows. Every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow, for instance, we'll be doing an extended show where Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, and then Thursday we'll be doing a show just for you paying freaks. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story from Sweden here. A cash-strapped 18-year-old man from northern Sweden was found leaving a sex shop with a nipple chain. I don't know. What is a nipple chain? I guess it's a chain that goes from nipple to nipple. Hidden in his pants after his lack of funds prompted him to pilfer the trinket for his girlfriend. The man took his time browsing around the shop, which is called Ladyland, and located in central Sundsvall or something in June last year. Store employees recalled him as friendly and chatty. However, upon leaving, the 18-year-old set off the store's anti-shoplifting alarm. The search of the man revealed he had pocketed a so-called nipple chain worth $18. That's all you got? That's all the loot you took? Everything in sex stores is overpriced. You could have done much better. Have you seen what penis pumps are going for? Not that I've been pricing them, but I have been pricing them. Just go to adamandeve.com for the best prices in the adult industry. How about 50% off just about any item? That's half off using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Any chance I get to plug. Plus free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. All right. Even if you're in Sweden. The bust adorning piece of jewelry consisted of two hooks to be fastened onto the wearer's nipple with a chain running in between them. It's very classy. When questioned by police, the 18-year-old said that he had forgotten to pay for the item, claiming that the shopkeeper was overreacting. However, the man had earlier texted the owner of the shop saying, "Sorry, I tried to steal from you." The 18-year-old was caught shoplifting again in February when he took three diet bars from a local supermarket. When asked why he was stealing, the teen said he had been having a bad time at home recently. And the reason he stole was to feel a sense of achievement. Achievement unlocked. Ding. Go directly to jail. All right, second story we have for you today also comes from Sweden. Who knew? There was so much going on over there. Some 40 Swedish women gathered at, I don't know how to pronounce that, Malmo? I don't know. How do you pronounce an O with an umlaut over it? A Malmö square in the afternoon of Thursday, taking a stand against the recent internet storm vilifying women's hairy armpits. Look, I'm sorry, ladies. Part of being a lady is, you know, shaving all your body hair. Men are allowed to be hairy. Women are not. It's just how it is. It's how it's always been and how it should always be. I mean, there was a brief period in the 90s when, Paula Cole tried this shit? And you saw what happened to her. Where's she been? Nowhere on the radio, that's where. All right, we want to take a stand for all of those that are insulted. It's about gender roles, letting everyone be themselves, said Annie Isis, one of the armpit-bearing protesters. Yeah, the picture's fucking disgusting. There's one woman who just has, I guess, some stubble. But another woman, like a red-haired woman who has, like, just like a... Oh, it's so disgusting. I'm sorry. It just doesn't look right. The demonstration was organized by some feminist network, which decided to reclaim the hair after Sweden's online community had been whipped into a frenzy to do one woman's hairy armpit being exposed during a live television broadcast of the, Melode Festivalian Song Contest finals on Saturday. Lena Aaron in central Sweden was cheering the Swedish Eurovision candidate Lauren, who apparently showed off her clearly visible underarm hair. It appeared momentarily on live TV and in the living rooms of an estimated 4.1 million Swedish television viewers. A Facebook user then managed to take a screenshot, which he posted online. An image that's been heard around the world, or seen, I guess, in this case. An image which then spread like wildfire. Within hours, thousands of people had liked the image, and hundreds had shared the image. With an overwhelming number of crass and bullying comments attached, it's proof that many live in a narrow-minded and normative world. We have to challenge these structures. Oh, for the Christ's sakes, it takes 2 seconds to shave your armpit. Come on, it's not that big of a deal. Just do it in the shower. You do shower, right? Do you shower in Sweden? Is that big? Is that something you're fighting against too? All right. Where are we at here? Oh, the woman, Emma Lundberg, decided to post a picture of her unshorn underarm region on Facebook. According to her, what was done as a joke has later had mixed reactions. I've received death threats online many times. They say we are unhygienic and have often called us whores. Who the hell would want to sleep with you with those hairy armpits? All right, and who knows what's going on downstairs, you know what I'm saying? Final story we have for you today. This one's a little closer to home, Texas. A child who was taken to an East Texas hospital this weekend with a blood alcohol level of 2 times the legal limit for adults is expected to be released from a Dallas hospital. The child, identified as 1-year-old Damarian Crow.
I'll even throw
thanks,
a dinner.
Thanks, but I really...
No, a real dinner. Something that you like. Barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Do you think this impresses me?
I hope so.
No. And please don't ask again.
That man was racist. I didn't say anything, though, about this child being named Damarian or whatever. But, you know, come on. They are black. It's just how it is. I'm looking at his mugshot right now. All right, where are we at? Yeah, the child identified as 1-year-old Damarian Crow was seen March 17th at East Texas Medical Center, and medical staff notified the police the child had a blood alcohol level of more than 0.2. Crow was flown from ETMC to Children's Hospital in Dallas. Oh, for the fuck's sake. Ron Chikal Damanyan was arrested in connection to the incident. According to the arrest affidavit, Yan is the boyfriend of the baby mama, Quintara Hawkins. According to Hawkins, there were 2 other people at the house at the time of the incident, but Yan was the only one drinking alcohol. Hawkins told police she did not see the baby drink anything, but noticed him acting funny and smelling of alcohol. According to the arrest affidavit, in a text message, Jan tells Hawkins that Damarian did drink from his cup. He says, "I messed up and didn't pay attention when," spelled W-E-N, "he grabbed my cup." A witness told police Jan was intoxicated and handed the cup containing straight vodka to Damarian, or Damarian, whatever. In an interview with police, Jan denied letting Damarian drink out of the cup on purpose, but he did tell police that in the past he allowed him to take a sip of beer. Jan is charged with injury to a child and currently booked in the Smith County Jail. Child Protective Services is now investigating the case. There you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Do you even remember where that Lady Chinkai's thing is from, you idiot?
No, Lady Chink. I don't know where that's from. Do you guys? I don't know what the hell he's talking about, honestly.
Hi, Tim. It's Brandy. I listen to your show, like, all the time.
Good for you. Good girl.
And I'm so far backed up that I was just listening to your December 22nd show, and this is, like, a really bad brainstorm. I live in Federal Way. I work in Seattle, and I was listening to the December 22nd show, and this is a really bad brainstorm right now.
I can hear your windshield wipers.
Yeah, you had a very Wookiee Christmas or something going on at the beginning of the show,
because
I have it on, like, autoplay for your podcast. And, I almost got in an accident because it scared the living shit out of me.
Oh, okay.
So there's a semi-truck on both sides of me. I drive a little...
And now you're calling me.
Little...
While you're driving,
Dan.
After you almost died.
And
we've already learned you can't multitask, and you're a woman driver.
And I was like, oh my god, and yeah, it scared the frightened daylights out of me. Thank you for this near-death experience.
You are welcome.
Timothy, this is Sideshow member Japanese Pan Noodles. And somebody had called in saying that if you...
That is a horrible name. I do not appreciate that at all. I have not been back to Noodles and Company since.
If you want
to
find the most unsavory of individuals, that you go to Guitar Center. That's a little true, but I got one better. GameStop. GameStop is where you would go if you wanted to start an old-timey fucking circus and you wanted sideshow acts.
Yes, the employees could actually be part of that circus, too. Many of the employees.
I was just in there trading in fucking games, and behind me in line, no joke, was a midget no bigger than a foot and a half tall.
Really?
And he looked like he was like 40-something years old, and he was with...
Oh, how great would that be to game with a midget? You want the little headset? Come on! Use your cloud song!
Ken Penisco, your monkey overlord, calling in Timothy. I just heard your story about the lesbian bonobos and your realization of where...
Join my guild!
...where my name came from. Yes, I...
Do you think, like, the midget or dwarf or whatever little person picks a character that's, like, you know, huge, like an ogre? I don't think you could really be an ogre in World of Warcraft, but... You know, something tall, not like a gnome or an elf.
Pan Paniscor, so named from the Latin term for bonobo, Pan Paniscus. I have named in honor of my sweet mother, a tender bonobo who was brutally raped by an alcoholic Romanian philosophy professor with a penchant for booze and hairy women. What a bastard. Oh yes, about those bonobo lesbians. It's not hot at all. They're totally diesel dykes. If they could drive cars, the jungle would be filled with...
You heard it here first. You know, those bonobo lesbians we talked about on the show are diesel dykes. They're diesel dyke monkeys.
Tim, I love your rendition of I'm Blue.
Oh.
Please play that right now, okay? I need to hear it. Please.
Okay, you know what? At the end of the show, we'll play that. We'll close her.
Hey, Tim, new Lifetime Sideshow Freak Jesus.
Whoa! That a boy!
And for some reason,
you
I
did
don't remember
real the, good for mommy pooping in your pants and eating all your food.
The context that you were talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a lot lately.
Oh, really?
And...
I was talking about the April O'Neil action figure when I was growing up. It was very hard to find, and luckily I had an in at Hill's Department Store. My sister worked there. So she nabbed one for me.
I think you...
You know, my favorite character on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the old cartoon, was Krang, the little brain.
You were also talking
about... But, you know, ever since then, he hasn't really appeared in... Like, he didn't really appear in any of the live-action movies so much, or any in the new or any of the new cartoons. I miss those. I miss Krang and Bebop and Rocksteady and...
I'm not getting
shit.
A tattoo. I think you should get a tattoo... of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Tranny. Just running up by you.
I don't know why someone hasn't run with that idea, Teenage Mutant Ninja Trannies.
Mr. Hansen, I'm calling up about the Dickmans confection that you featured recently on Distorted View.
Yeah, Dickmans.
These are devil's food cakes, chocolate-covered, filled with white cream,
Dickmans.
And shaped to suggest a male phallus. This is actually very much deliberately by design. They're known
as really?
Dickmans today in most of the world. They go by Whippets in the U.S. when they are available. In Finland, however, they're still known by their original name, which loosely translates as black man's penis.
Get the hell out, really? I'm going to have to find some more Dickmans ads. I think I may have said it was a Japanese ad or something. Because, you know, if anyone speaks a foreign language, to me it sounds Japanese. It's like from Sweden or Finland or, you know, some crazy
place.
Hey,
with something, Professor Colin. I know you retweeted me on the topic that I wanted to have you spread the word out there, but I'm just going to call the voice line and let the freaks out there know I'm going to fill out here a special offer. If anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, at Dicktoons, drawing cartoon dicks on my iPhone, because I got nothing better to do at work, so I'm drawing dicks.
Your boss must be very pleased with you.
And tweeting them out there, at Dicktoons.
Yeah, so if you want a personalized dick cartoon, a cartoon of a penis, Follow Dicktoons on Twitter. So, there you go, something for free.
Hey, Tim, guess what? I just got back from Mexico, and I just got over being really, really fucking sick.
Oh, no, so, my poor prince virgin sex pet. What was wrong? Diarrhea? What was wrong with you, sir?
Of course, the first show I listened to is the one where you're talking about the X-Tube no poop rule being violated.
Right.
And playing the audio of the guy, quote-unquote, shooting missiles out of his ass.
Poop missiles.
I just wanted to let you know, you made me stop eating the first solid food I was consuming in about 4 days. I really appreciate that.
What's the number one rule of Distorted View? Don't eat while listening to the show. I feel like we go over this every once, like every month or two. Someone calls in about this.
Hey, Tim, tone their show.
Quite frankly, VSP of all people should know that. Maybe he thought he was desensitized to it all, but no.
Hey, Tim, tone their show here. Hey, Tim, I'm listening to Strip Club DJ talking to the Juggalo.
Yes.
Oh, man. You know what? It doesn't. It sounds like he says that Tone Deaf Sean shot him. Not that I get shot.
Oh, really? So, is that your some gang member named Tone Deaf Sean?
A new addition to the
shot up Timmy Boo.
He's pretty awesome.
I know. I love that. I wish Strip Club DJ would do more stuff, but you know he has a life. I'd totally give him a podcast.
To go, Tim, loyal such a freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist, calling in. And you mentioned an old news story where a cat at a old folks home was hanging out with the elderly before they would die.
Yeah.
Now, two thoughts popped into my head when you mentioned this. The first one being, if that cat started hanging out with you at that old folks home, wouldn't you be scared and or
yes,
pissed?
Yes, it's like, the cat of death.
Get the fuck away from me, cat. I'm not ready to die. And two, how come no one's suspected the cat of murdering these old people?
Didn't I mention
that?
That's
my
thought. I thought that was my, those were my,
you know,
my 2 points.
If it was a human who kept hanging out with people right before they died, they'd be like the number one murder suspect.
Yeah.
Stupid animals getting special treatment.
I know,
all
right?
Jagoo.
All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, as you know, God.
Stick it in there, bitch.
Yeah!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'm blue, deeple, deeple, you bubble, deeple, doo doo, blue, deeple, deeple, you bubble, jabbing, jabbing, blue, deeple, deeple, you blubber. I live in a blue house, in a blue car, in a blue da 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 da. My wife is blue, the sky is blue, everything is blue, deeple, deeple, you bubble, deeple, 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 deeple